God is never outdone in generosity. In today's first reading, we read about the prophet Elisha, and he's received by this woman, and she even sets up a room for the prophet out of her generosity, and not counting the cost or hoping for anything in return. And the prophet responds by giving her a prophet's reward, a son. You will bear a son, is what he tells her the next time I come here. And this is a great gift from God in the Old Testament. To have children is a great gift, even more so in the Old Testament when you wanted to carry on your lineage. But now in the New Testament, we see that it's great good to give that up, to make that sacrifice. We see that in nuns, and we see that in priests or monks. But this woman, she gave generously from what she had. Not a whole house, but a little room for the prophet. And now from St. Paul today, we hear that if we die with Christ, we shall also live with him. Now here in Matamidai, I don't think there are any martyrs in the past who came and tried to convert the Native Americans and were killed for it. Maybe some of you guys can tell me that that was the case after Mass. But today, so how do we die for Christ? We're not being martyred these days. But for me, I die a little bit inside each time I have to put on a mask. I find it just annoying to have to put it on, and then I can't hear well. I can't hear other people well. It's harder to communicate, and it's hard to understand, and I can't read their lips. And so it's a little death every single time I have to put on the mask. But I can die with Christ each time that I put on the mask, each little death. If I make a prayer, I try and make the prayer, Lord, let this be for some good. I know that this is annoying and it's frustrating for everyone, but let this be for some good in the next life, this little death. And this little death of mine can even bring me grace and joy, it can bring me peace and joy. Peace, knowing that, okay, this is what I'm asked to do. And so there's peace in obeying. And then there's even joy when I see that, I don't know, when I'm talking to somebody who's wearing a mask and also wearing glasses, their glasses all fog up. And I just very much know what that's like. It brings me joy to see that, so other people are struggling with this too. So today, knowing that God is never outdone in generosity, I try and make this prayer, knowing that God will receive this sacrifice and it will bear fruit in eternal life. Maybe not here today, but it will in the next life. Because God is never outdone in generosity.